Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Should Marcus Mariota's outing against the Raiders, going as well as it did, affect the decision-making against the Falcons? Something you and I disagree on.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm actually really interested to see what people think about this and to touch the folks on the phones at 800-636-1067. That's 800-636-1067. So, Danny, I'm going to tee you up first here, and then I'll give my take. But you're adamantly against the idea that how Mariota plays is a factor at all.
Correct. When is Jaden Daniels okay to play? That's the question. That's the only answer. That's the only thing I care about. The implication, how the backup plays matters, is are you willing to play Jaden Daniels before he's healthy and ready to play? If the answer is no, then there's no other variable. The only variable here is Jaden Daniels' health, ability, can he be himself? If that's all you care about, then you don't care what the backup's doing. I mean, that to me, this is as simple and open and shut situation as I don't care if Mariota went 0 for 21 and they lost the game and it was terrible. Is Jaden Daniels healthy? The answer is no, he doesn't play. The only reason you would care, to me, how the backup does is if you need to rush him back or if there's something where he goes, well, he's only 75%, but damn it, the backup stinks. So if I can get him to 78, I'll have him go. I don't think that's a consideration for anybody. The only way that it should matter what Mariota's doing is if you're willing to put Jaden Daniels on the field before people like me are comfortable with him being on the field.
So for me, that there is a difference between like rushing a guy and letting him play before you should, or shutting him down and not letting him play when he's ready, or some of the things you're referencing, mm-hmm. and just the urgency with which you operate to get him back. And I think it's pretty simple. When I see Marcus Mariota operate at a high level, when I see Marcus Mariota play the way he did, I don't have to be as aggressive in getting Daniels back on the field. I don't have to be as urgent. I can be a little bit more methodical. Now, what you're saying might be the utopian process. It's just not the reality of it in terms of, well, when he's ready, he plays, and if he's not 100%, then he doesn't. Correct. Except that there's a gray area in professional athletics where there's it's not a Madden game where you can actually look at a guy's percentage.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Of course I do, yeah.
So there's no such thing really as knowing. Is he 100%? Is he 95%? Is he 90%? Mariota with the Achilles all offseason and preseason, whatever that was, you know, he probably wasn't 100% this weekend. What was he? I don't know. Would his Madden score on his percentage underneath of him like a video game character of life? Would he have been at 87% in that game? Would he have been at 96%? I'm not really sure. We just heard that Bill had a dinged-up knee and that Kroski Merritt may not be able to practice again tomorrow, and he didn't practice today, and his status is now in question. Okay, so what was his percentage at the end of the game? He wasn't missing carries. He wasn't not out on the field, but maybe he was running at like 63%. And my point is, while what you're saying is true as just a, I always call it a straw man. I don't know how to say it otherwise, but like a platitude of when he's ready, play him, and if he's not ready, don't play him. Thank you. I agree with that. I'm not joning on you, but like that is the point people make. Like when Jaden Daniels can play, he plays. Yep. When he shouldn't play, he shouldn't. Okay, cool. But now dealing with what is, how aggressively do we push him? How urgently are we operating? Do we let him back on the practice field as soon as he says he's ready to? Do we hold him out the extra day when doctors are saying, you know, it's a pain threshold thing? What if that's the case with the knee? Where we don't think he's risking injury. It's really about swelling. When the swelling goes all the way down, based on this injury, he's not at risk of doing something again, it's more of a pain threshold tolerance thing. Now it's just about him grinning and bearing it. And how much do you want to put him through in that regard? He could play at, you know, 85% or whatever that looks like, or you could just have Mariota play. So I do think it's a big deal that Mariota played well, that the offense operates when he's in there, and that you have a chance to go win a football game, and you can buy Daniels an extra week. What a wonderful thing.
Sure, it when it works out, it's great. But if Mariota had stunk, what are we really suggesting? And that's what I keep coming back to.
So if he stunk, we're suggesting that you have to be more urgent and aggressive, not in putting him on the field too early, but in maybe listening to his wants, his demands. You're still operating with the doctors, but there's going to be multiple opinions in all directions. You could listen to the more get-him-on-the-field friendly ones. You know, again, I think...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Where we both have to be for the conversation is they're never going to put him in harm's way when they shouldn't. And they're never going to just have him sitting for weeks watching Marcus Mariota when he's ready to play as if Mariota is now their starter.
Are baselines, yeah.
So if those are the two baselines, it's just a matter of, I don't have a better word than aggressiveness, urgency. And how Mariota played, to me, should be a factor.
Right, which I heard you said it very well. I don't get it, because to me, it is the only variables I'm considering are Daniels, his health, and those numbers. You're 100% right. I use 100% as just a qualifier, as a way to sort of try to illustrate the point of I need him to pass every threshold. I understand no one's 100%. Like, I'm not 100%. Nobody's 100%. But whatever the number is, that's the, I did this with Griffin where he was cleared and he wore a brace and moved around terribly and was re-injured and it was awful.
So say
I'm not
your
doing
part
that.
Again that you just said. Like, the things you care about are?
When Daniels is ready. And it's not a well, he's cleared. Like, I have a higher threshold for it. Please protect the franchise player. I have him for 64 more games, including this one, under contract without the extension kicking in. That's when he's under team control. If I have to sacrifice a week or 2 weeks for his long-term health and viability, that's the baseline. That's what we're doing. So I know we're arguing similar things and past each other at this point. So the only variables to me, like, Mariota could be, he could get the flu this weekend and not play. I'm going, if Daniels isn't ready, he's not ready. That's the only thing that matters to me as to when Daniels plays is Daniels and the milestones.
And that part I agree. Like, to me, when you say that, I say I agree. So my thing is like the next step forward, I guess, which is, of course, I agree with everything you just said. And also, because of how Marcus Mariota has now played three times, runs this offense, because I know I'm going to get a professional job. To me, it's like I got a great waiter on the floor at this nice steakhouse, and they call me, and they're coming back from a cold, and they're going, I could perfectly fine. I can work tonight. But I got another awesome waiter that will do just as good a job.
It's got a charming story about the bottle of wine, too. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, for tonight, we're going to be fine. If you never are back again, I'm going to lose money, and it's going to be, I'm going to be worse off on the floor. But for this night, just make sure.
Yeah.
Like, rest up, come back better than ever tomorrow night. And if I didn't have that, if we're going to be swimming upstream and drinking through a fire hose, and it's going to be a seven-alarm fire on the floor, because without this guy, we crumble. It's the same thing. I think if your backup quarterback was Sam Hartman in this world,
right?
I apologize, but I'm just going to go here.
Okay.
So this past week, you just lost to the Raiders at home, even though they played like crap.
And you're, what, 7.5, 8-point dogs this week?
And this point, you're now probably a 4.5-point underdog in Atlanta with Sam Hartman, then it's not that I am pushing him along. It is that there's just, it's just what it is. There's more urgency to get him back in this sport where jobs are on the line. And I think you can just turn that completely off. You could just hit a button to say, nope, we don't have to worry about this. That's all. And maybe your point is that should be how it is anyway.
With, I mean, with that guy, it is for me.
I agree with you.
And that's kind of my point.
But it isn't reality, is my point. Like, it, we can all talk about the utopian part of it. Like, we live through this to an extent.
Yeah.
But also, the guy is at every minute of every day in your ear begging and pleading and showing you, watch me run, watch me jump, watch me cut, watch me do this. And he's got doctors holding papers that say, he could do this. It's fine. He could do it. So there's just gray area to this that, like, it's not like a doctor's note that says Danny can't do the radio show today.
Right. I mean, for me, the just given my lived experience and yours too, and everybody that saw this, my gray area, I need it to be way closer to one of the two colors that makes the gray. One side or the other. And my point is that judicious, cautious approach with this critically important player that's respectfully more important than if and when Colson Yankoff is coming back from an injury, or more important than John Bates or anybody else in that building. Like, all I want is the deference toward the superstar at the most important position, regardless of what's happening. The danger folly thinking, and I'm not saying you're doing this, but the dangerous folly thinking is, oh God, we need him back. I saw that happen once and it was disastrous. It was one of the most calamitous things that happened. And what I'm asking for is the adult in the room. Yeah. When the guy's chirping in your ear, I want to come back. I'm glad you want to come back. We thank you for wanting to come back.
Of course.
We got it.
I think that there's also been a shift in tone in the media, too, locally, where a week ago on Thursday, Friday, he might play on Sunday. And now, he probably shouldn't play against Atlanta. Or barring the team having kind of whispered something, which I don't think is happening because they don't do that, it tells me that a lot of people are allowing how well Mariota and the offense played without him to be a factor in their, wait, what is the rush?
I think that's natural, by the way. Because they won, so nobody's worried about it. If they're 1-2 and he played poorly, people would be going, oh my God, when's he coming back?
Of course.
Yeah.
But my point is, you're acting like the team is different. And while that would be utopian and wonderful, they're different to an extent. They have more information than everybody else. I think that what Mariota did, how the offense operated, how you feel about the offense without him is way better than a week ago. And of course it should factor into the aggressiveness with which you bring this guy back. In my opinion.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.